It is time for Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by Cargill, providing food, agriculture, financial, and industrial products and services to the world. Cargill, helping the world thrive.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today we're broadcasting from Norway as we flew over here for to participate in and watch the 44th edition of the NOREX, which is an exchange of troops between Norway and Minnesota, a reciprocal troop exchange where we have 100 soldiers and airmen here in Norway, and the Norway Home Guard has 100 up in Camp Ripley training, and as I said, it's for the 44th year in a row. And joining me is Captain Kira Kraft from the Norway Home Guard. Captain, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, sir.
Captain, we've been over here with the morning show from Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130, and my Staff Sergeant Angelo, who's helping us with all the equipment and some other help, and you've been very gracious to us, and we've been able to see and talk to some of our American troops that have been here for almost a week. But I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the history of the Norway Exchange. And it's been going on for 44 years. Can you go back to and tell us a little bit about what you know, sir?
Yeah, as you said, it's been for 44 years now. It started with a meeting in 1973 between the two generals of the Home Guard in Norway and U.S. National Guard, talking about all the Norwegians or the Scandinavians living in Minnesota. So they found out that they wanted to keep the relations between Norway and their relatives that has been settlers in the Minnesota around 1900. So they wanted to have a kind of exchange to get more known of the culture on both sides, how it has developed in the States and how it still was in Norway. So that's the way it started in 1973. They wanted to continue the building the relations between Norway and United States and Minnesota.
So when your general came back and said, we're going to send 100 troops over to Minnesota and they're going to send us 100 troops here, I wonder how the other officers and enlisted folks of the Home Guard reacted to that, sir.
They started not with 100. I think it was 20 the first years, because they did that in 1974, the first exchange. And I think it was 20 people going both ways to the exchange. And after that, it has been developed, and now we are, as you said, 100 going both ways for the exchange this year.
Did you hear any interesting stories about the first two or three years, sir?
It was a long trip by plane at that time. I think it's easier now. They had some refueling and stops at Iceland and all that, but I think it's easier now.
A little easier on the troops, and it took us about 8.5 hours to get to Amsterdam, and then we had a little delay there and a couple hours to get up here from Amsterdam. That wasn't too bad, except that we left it late on a Friday night, and we got here at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday and found out that most of the town surrounding your base here was closed.
Yeah, and it's quiet more here in the middle of Norway, so I guess that was a big surprise and something new.
Captain, when your general came back and announced that we were going to start this exchange, did they have any basic goals or missions in mind other than continuing the relationship and communicating? Was cross-training part of it, or were they just trying to get together and compare notes?
I think it was at least three parts. It was keeping the relations still going, and also do the military change, see if we have any tactics or techniques that we can learn from each other. And also for those Norwegian going over there, see what was left of the Norwegian culture still in Minnesota by those who were living there, and also for Minnesota citizens with relatives coming to Norway to have a look into how it is in Norway now and hear about how their grandparents were living and what they did at that time.
So it really was a friendly exchange from the beginning.
Always a friendly exchange with the U.S. National Guard.
And I would guess that you had more than enough volunteers that wanted to go.
Yeah, it's very hard to pick up the few ones that we will send both ways, I guess, because they are very eager to go.
We're speaking to Captain Kira Kraft from the Norway Home Guard on the occasion of the 44th annual reciprocal troop exchange between Minnesota and Norway on Minnesota Military Radio. Captain, can you share with our listeners, tell us a little bit about the military in Norway? I know you have Navy and Air Force and Army. Could you tell us a little bit about the size of the country and the number of military that serve?
Okay, the size of the country is in population is 5.3 million people, I guess.
Almost so size the same size as Minnesota.
It is, and the area we are covering is maybe a bit larger than Minnesota, but we are only 5.2 million people. So of course our armed forces is also very small. So I guess we have in the home guard we have 49,000 part-timers that we can call in if needed, and full-time I guess it's 20,000 at the moment. So we are not that big here in Norway.
And Captain, I understand that in Norway, there's everyone is expected to serve 1 year in the military. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you get a chance only to pick the best of the best, from what I understand as well?
Yeah, in each birth age, it's 64,000 approximately that can be called into service. And at the moment, we might need 8,000 of these. So, of course, we pick the 8,000 best of these 64,000. So that's a very good quality for us to pick these young people.
So, yeah, and everybody pretty much has accepted that over the years, and this is the way it goes, and if you want to get in the military, you better do well, because you might get a good chance.
Yeah, we also see that people that want those into their factories or in their grocery stores afterwards, they look after people that have served in the armed forces, because they know they have been through a very tiny selection to be able to be in the armed forces. So they know they are very good people.
So to have that on their resume is very helpful in getting other civilian jobs.
It is.
Now, I think you've got the home guard that serve for 9 days of year, and then you have is there a quick reaction force that serves longer?
Yeah, they have 30 days, and some units also have 40 days every year training.
So their training is a little more intense than the quick reaction force?
Yeah, it is. And they are also selected in another way than the other companies.
Now, Captain, I didn't ask you, but your position here on the base, or as far as the Norway Exchange, I understand you're kind of the operations guy, you're the planning guy, you have to answer all the questions.
Yeah, I have planned this exchange and tried to figure out if anything not according to plan, I will just do some adjustment and we'll find a solution.
So you're in the hot seat for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I felt so in the last 24 hours at least.
Well, you've got a couple easy days, as we'll find out in the next segment, because they're up the mountain doing some training, and I hope I'm sure that your troops are taking good care of the American troops. Now, Captain, I also understand that did you start out in Norway in the Air Force?
Yeah, I'm an air defense artillery guy, and in Norway, air defense is in the Air Force.
Okay. And how did you get over to this? Was it an opening, a full-time opening that you applied for to get on the Army side?
Yeah, I was going down here as a company commander for Home Guard Soldier School, and then I just kept being here after that.
And, Captain, your country is pretty well surrounded by fjords and ocean and so forth, so you do have a Navy.
Yeah, we do have a Navy as well. It's not that big, but it's a lot of vessels in all the fjords.
Okay, so we have Navy, and we have Air Force, and we have the Army. And, of course, we found out when we got over here that there's 100 soldiers and airmen here from the Minnesota National Guard. And you've issued them all some new equipment. It was hard to tell them apart, sir.
Yeah, they will get the Norwegian equipment to see how we use it. And also they use that when we are in the field now training.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. Captain, we appreciate that you've hosted us over here, and it's fun to learn about the Norway Exchange and all the great things going on, and we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'd like to step through the training that the American soldiers and airmen are going through during the process of the Norway Exchange. We're speaking with Captain Kira Kraft from the Norway Home Guard, and we are broadcasting all the way from Trondheim, Norway. If you want to look that up in the map, we flew into the Trondheim airport, had to drive through a little town called Hell to get over here to the garrison at Camp Varnes. So please stay with us. When we come back, we'll talk more with Captain Kira Kraft on on this show from Norway. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're broadcasting today from Camp Varnes. We flew into Trondheim, Norway, and came over here for the occasion to see what some of our American troops are doing here in Norway for the 44th annual Norway Troop Exchange. And, of course, right now, if you're listening to this weekend, they're just wrapping these things up. But we have 100 airmen and soldiers over here in Norway, up in the mountains, which we'll find out in a minute. And the Norway Home Guard has 100 troops back at Camp Ripley, taking advantage of that beautiful facility up in northern Minnesota. And the local operations director for the NOREX is Captain Kira Kraft, and he's been telling us about the Norway Exchange and where it came from. And, Captain, could you walk us through the steps of the training that our American troops are going through this week? I know they started out with something pretty simple, like how do you stay warm when you're out in the forest and out in the mountains?
Yeah, we have to stay and start with the basics, because it's the basics and the details that will keep you surviving the winter conditions. That's what we have experienced, at least.
So you issued them some uniforms. You're teaching them how to layer up, and I assume take some of that off if it gets too warm, and how to stay dry.
Yeah, that's very important, to actually get as little clothes as possible on you, but you have to keep warm. Because if you get too warm and sweat, then you get wet and you get cold. So it's a very thin line to figure out how much layers do you need. So they have used the first days to try out the new outfit to see how much do they need to wear when they are in activity or when they are doing something not that active duty.
And then we saw them yesterday. They were up in the mountains about an hour from here practicing on their cross-country skis. And we talked to a couple of your Norway troops up there, and we asked them, are you going to have to pick some of these Americans up? And they said, oh, maybe a few times.
Yeah, that might happen, because if they are not used to go on skis, and these are very kind of heavy and wide skis, but if you're not used to that, you might get out of balance. You also have a backpack on you. So, of course, it's not the way you usually walk or are going when you're outside, of course.
You have an advantage here, because your people are born with skis on their feet, I heard.
Yeah, more or less. We are at least sent out when we are small kids, go on skis around the houses and play with skis on our feet, so we are more or less used to it.
And Captain, we saw our troops all suited up this morning. We saw them at breakfast, and they were headed out, and I think they were staying out for a couple of nights. What are they going to do?
Yeah, I've just got the first reports. They have arrived in the first base camp, so they will now start establish their base in squad tents, and they will also have some walls with snow, so the wind won't blow into the tent or pack snow on the tent, so they will learn all the basic routines now to have good base camp and keep it warm inside the tent and get all equipment dry and not anything get away or get broken.
Now, Captain, I heard some of those tents are round, and there's a number of soldiers in each tent. They sleep on a mat, and there's a little heater of some kind, and they take watch, and they keep that heater going, and they keep the hot water boiling, and they take turns at night to make sure that everybody's safe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's as long as the heater is on ongoing, you have to keep one person awake to watch that nothing takes fire. And of course, when you do that, you are melting snow to have on the canteens or on the thermoses the next morning, because you are using the field ration, so you can have a hot meal during the day, in the middle of the day, and then also you prepare for the dinner. So you need to melt snow in the winter time to have enough to drink when you are out there.
And those field rations are a pack that you open them up, put hot water in them,
yeah,
and then they rehydrate, and you can have,
yeah,
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, you can.
I saw a lot of those soldiers that packed some extra sandwiches at breakfast, sir.
Yeah, of course. When you're out in winter time and you get cold, you usually need more food to keep up your activity and all that, because that drags energy out of you when you're getting cold or you're walking with a backpack. Maybe some of the guys are pulling a pulka. So, of course, you need all the energy you can get.
So that's pulling like a sled with some gear in it.
Yeah, and that might be heavy as well.
We're speaking with Captain Kira Kraft, live from Norway, for the 44th annual NOREX exchange between the Minnesota National Guard and the Norway Home Guard. Captain, when those troops left this morning, it was warmer than it has been the last few days. They're probably going to get worked up and a little hot while they were getting out to set up their base camp.
Yeah, I guess they will be warm when they are starting the climb in the field at the moment. But this is actually the worst condition you can have. It's more or less around 0 degrees Celsius, a bit wind and some maybe some rain, and that's the worst conditions because it's very hard not to get wet. So
from,
of course,
from perspiration.
Yeah, and also if they get some rain now due to the showers that is on the forecast, it might be wet, and that's a big challenge. But if they do the routines, do the basics, they should be able to get into the tents and get dry and have a nice day.
So a little colder and a little snow, maybe no rain would have been better, but
yes,
they still have to learn how to deal
yeah
in the conditions.
Yeah.
And I understand they have to eat, they have to hydrate, they have to try to stay warm and dry.
Yeah.
Are those basically the keys, sir?
Yeah, that's the key. And for those soldiers here now, it's about making the snow and winter conditions their ally, not their enemy. So they have to figure out to just do the basics and use the snow as windshields around the tents. Use the snow to melt water and heat it up so it gets warm. So that's what we try to teach them at the moment.
Sir, we saw that your Norway troops were thinking they were just going out in the woods camping for a weekend, and the Minnesota troops were just a little apprehensive. We have to go learn these things and learn how to survive. But what great training.
Yeah, but I guess there are some hunters as well from the U.S. National Guard that know a lot of tricks that we will get use of for next time. So we always also learn something when we have this exchange.
So, Captain, what are the next steps when they come back from that 2 days out to building the camps and learning?
They will in the next weekend they will go for a buddy weekend, go to a Norwegian host family for that weekend to have some more cultural exchange and see how a Norwegian family lives and what they are doing. And on the last week they will go for a firing range, and they will see how. Or they will learn something about our hand weapons that we use, and also try them, of course, on the firing ranges.
And then you've got a little surprise for them toward the end, don't you?
Yeah, at least in the end of the field training exercise, they will have a special place to sleep.
And are we going to tell them where that is, Captain?
Yeah, we can do that, because I don't think they have radio up there. So, and I'm not sure if the radio signal goes into a snow cave, so they might not hear it.
Well, I, unfortunately, Captain, we couldn't stay long enough so I could go experience that, but maybe next time. Captain, we've got a little surprise for you. We're connected back to Minneapolis and all the way up to Camp Ripley, and we've got a friend of yours on the line, Master Sergeant Emmett Klukas, who is the active Sergeant Major for the Norex up in Camp Ripley with your soldiers. Sergeant Klukas, are you there?
I am, Mr. Lyons. Hello, Captain Kraft.
Hello, Klukas. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm very good now. We are now up running with a new contingent here, so we are trying to learn them some winter skills.
Now, Sergeant Klukas, you were over here on one of these, weren't you?
I was, just in June.
And was that a pretty good trip? Did you learn a lot?
I did, and the whole group learned an immense amount of outdoor training and survival-type tips from our Norwegian counterparts. And it's an enjoyable experience as well.
Well, you've got some great friends here in Norway, and I understand Captain Kraft was up there to Camp Ripley. Did you take him fishing?
We sure did. We went to Gull Lake, and Captain Kraft and I, we're not going to brag too much because we didn't catch anything, but some of the other Norwegians that came over did boat quite a few walleyes.
Could have been a guide.
I'll bet Colonel St. Sauber was helping them.
Actually, Sergeant Major Warden was the one who caught all the fish.
Okay, well, he's paying for it right now because he's up the mountain with the troops and sleeping out in the snow, so he's getting a little payback for that one.
He sure is.
All right, Captain, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Master Sergeant Klukas and find out all the training that your Norwegian troops are getting up at Camp Ripley. This is Tom Lyons broadcasting Minnesota Military Radio from Camp Varnes, which is near Trondheim, Norway, and for the 44th edition of the Norway Exchange between the Minnesota National Guard and the Norway Home Guard. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're broadcasting today from Camp Varnes, which is near Trondheim, Norway. And my team is over here with myself, and we've got Staff Sergeant Angelo, and we've got a special Sherpa man with us, His name is Chris Lyons, and he's a veteran of the United States Navy, and he volunteered to come along and help with the equipment, and thanks, Chris, for joining us. We're connected today with Camp Ripley via Minneapolis, so we want to see both sides of what's going on here because the Minnesota National Guard has 100 soldiers and airmen here training in Norway, and today, tonight, and the next night, they're going to be up in the forests of the mountains making camp and learning how to survive out in those conditions. And back at Camp Ripley, we've got 100 Norwegian Home Guard up there, and joining us now is Master Sergeant Emmett Klukas, who is active Sergeant Major for NORAX and works up at Camp Ripley. Master Sergeant, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sergeant Klukas, I know that you've been training with Captain Kraft, and he's treating our troops excellently. I know that we shared breakfast with him this morning, and the chow was fantastic, and they've got lots of training, and they're up the mountains learning how to survive in the winter. And you're back there in Minnesota, and you're taking care of his troops. He wants to know, how are my troops? Are you taking good care of them, Master Sergeant?
Well, I hope we're doing as good a job as Captain Kraft and his team does with our soldiers over there. They arrived on Friday late afternoon, early evening, and we're able to get some educational tools prior to starting out to go to the weapons ranges. And although the weather is beautiful and it's helping us, it also is having us change our plans. We had planned a biathlon event where we'd ski and shoot, and since the warm climate, we've lost most of the snow we needed for skiing. So we had our roads and grounds crews go out and scrape off all those trails, and now we'll be running our biathlon instead of skiing it.
Well, the conditions have changed here a little bit, too, because the snow's kind of melted, and we had some rain, and when it was icy and snowy when we arrived, now there's some puddles out there. So I think our American troops are up there, up in the mountain, sweating a little bit, and I hope they find a way to get warm. So what's the process you're going to take the Norway troops through since they arrived and before they go home?
So the first things will be, obviously, we want to crawl, walk, run, and provide a safe, fun, and educational environment for both the Norwegians and the Americans supporting them here. We start that with a familiarization or education on how to do the tasks, and then letting them take on the task full speed. So we provide basically like a block of instruction, and then they'll go to the ranges. They'll qualify on the ranges with small arms and crew-served weapons, and then that'll all lead to next weekend. We'll do our local and regional law enforcement will come in, and we'll teach them domestic operations. So kind of everything leading up to our culminating event of domestic operations with local law enforcement.
So the Norway Home Guard get to sleep in the barracks when they're up there?
We do allow that.
They don't have to sleep out in the snow and learn how to. Of course, they'd be comfortable out there, wouldn't they?
I don't think they'd have any issue sleeping out out in tents either. But no, we have them put up in barracks here.
All right. Well, they won't be used to that, so you'll have to coach them through how to live in the barracks. What do you got there? 35 degrees in Little Falls, and it was 42 degrees here in at Camp Fairness. I don't think either side, Captain, was expecting warm weather like that, were you?
No, as Lucas said, we have to improvise, adapt, and overcome. You can't do anything with the weather, so changes happen.
We're speaking with Captain Kira Kraft from Norway and Master Sergeant Emmett Klukas from Camp Ripley on Minnesota Military Radio. So, Sergeant Klukas, are some of your simulators up and operating? You're going to take some of the Norway troops through those?
Yes, we will, with the most beneficial one being the UH-60 helicopter simulation. That seems to be the most exciting of them. But we're also using the close combat tactical trainer and the MVT, which that acronym evades me right now. But, yep, they are the engagement skills trainer also. So all of them simulations that will mirror or mimic combat operations. We're also doing a rollover trainer, so which simulates a rollover in a Humvee and escape and egress from a rolled over Humvee.
Well, I hope you don't do that right after lunch, Sergeant Klukas. Captain Crafter was shaking his head yes when he heard about the helicopter simulator. He started out in the Norwegian Air Force. You probably know that. Did you get on that simulator, sir?
Yeah, we tried it. It was tricky in the beginning, but we have a very good instructor, so I think we landed safely.
I had an opportunity to try that last year, and all I can say is I didn't crash.
Oh.
But I didn't fly it very well, sir. I wasn't a pilot in the Air Force. So, Sergeant Klukas, one thing's for sure, military on both sides, here in Norway and the military at Camp Ripley, they all like to shoot weapons, and they all like those simulators. I'll bet the Norwegians are smiling.
They really are, Tom, and they're enjoying the training over here, which is good to see. And they're also enjoying the camaraderie and meeting other service members. Basically, our uniforms look different, but in our hearts, it's all the same. So even with a little language barrier, they're able to speak military across cultural bounds.
Now, Sergeant Klukas, Captain Kraft told us that he's got buddy weekend over here, so when they get back out of the mountains in the next few days, they'll be able to go home and experience some home cooking over here in Norway. Do you have the same thing up in Camp Ripley?
We do, and that'll be happening this weekend as well. So they'll take off for buddy weekend on Friday evening and back on Sunday, and so they'll get to experience some culture and Minnesota home cooking over on this end.
Well, if I was one of those Norwegian home guard, I'd hope I could stay with Colonel St. Sauber so we can go out fishing over the weekend and have some fun in his boat. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
I tried to arrange up all 100 for him, but he pushed back on that.
I'll bet he hesitated for a minute and said, let me see if I can figure that out.
But he definitely could catch them all fish, I'm sure of that.
Did he give him a good welcoming ceremony, or did you get to do that?
He did the welcome ceremony, and then we actually, speaking of fishing, we did take the senior training coordinators, five of the Norwegians, out to Mille Lacs, and they all caught at least one fish, and some caught up to three pretty nice walleyes.
Sergeant Klukas, it sounds like over here and back home, a big part of this is the training, but there's also the social aspect and the friendships, and this has been going on for decades. Got to be really important to get to know each other well and stay in contact.
It is, and that's the beauty of it. Again, like I said, last June, I participated in the exchange, and still to this day, I get Snapchats almost daily from Major Horgen and Lieutenant Lillebo, and it's great to see what they're doing in life after the exchange is concluded.
And Captain, does the same thing happen over here as well?
Yeah, it does. We have snaps and emails going on, so we keep in touch.
Well, we've got a volunteer for you next year, Sergeant Klukas, because the captain's he's got a sergeant that has taken care of us for the last 2 or 3 days, done a great job, and he's already volunteered to come to Minnesota next year. So you're going to get a great one. That's a good young man you've got there, sir.
Yeah, he's very good. He's very eager, and he takes a good decision when he is asked to do something. So he's a good man.
Well, that's perfect. We'd love to have him.
He said, well, you can borrow him for a couple of weeks, but you can't keep him. And his name is?
Christian
Kaperud.
Yeah.
All right. I'm starting to get used to how to say these names. It's probably time for me to go home, guys. We're going to have to take a short break again. When we come back, we're going to talk to Major Stephen Hall, who is the Camp Ripley Operations Officer, and see if we can wrap this exchange up so our listeners know all the great things that are going on. We once again are broadcasting from Camp Vernus near Trondheim, Norway, on Minnesota Military Radio, and we're tied in with Camp Ripley in northern Minnesota, where there's 100 troops from each country out training and getting to know each other and having a great time. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Staff Sergeant Angelo and I are over here in Norway Broadcasting from the 44th Annual Troop Exchange, Reciprocal Troop Exchange between Norway and Minnesota. And we've learned today that we've got 100 soldiers and airmen over here in Norway, and they've been learning how to survive and stay warm and dry in the conditions over here if they go up in the mountains. And the Norway Home Guard have been teaching them very carefully, step by step, how to take care of themselves out in the wilderness. And tonight we're broadcasting. We saw them all this morning, and they're up the mountain for a couple of nights to sleep in some tents and try to stay warm and dry. And when they come back, we'll have a buddy exchange, and they'll shoot some weapons next week. And the surprise at the end is they will test their knowledge and what they've learned. They get to sleep in a snow cave. And then up at Camp Ripley, we've got 100 Norway Home Guard up there sleeping in nice warm barracks and beds, going over to the chow hall, having great stuff to eat. They're not out in the woods. They're not out in the snow. They're participating in all the simulators, the helicopter simulator, and shooting weapons and having a great time. They're going to have a buddy weekend. Of course, they're doing that in Norway as well. And some of them are going to go fishing and do it. Captain Kraft, this just, I don't know if this sounds balanced. You got our American troops out there learning stuff and sleeping out in the forest in the snow, and your troops are just cushy up in Camp Ripley having a good time.
I guess they're learning a lot with the simulator systems because we don't have that in our camp. So I guess they're learning more about going to the simulator systems than going out in the field in the mountains.
Well, joining us from Camp Ripley is Major Stephen Hall, who is the Camp Ripley operations officer. And Major Hall, it sounds like those Norwegian troops got the pretty good end of this deal.
Not bad. You know, they are getting some training. The Rapid Reaction Force, you know, they're focused on domestic operations this year. That's our focus with our interagency law enforcement partners throughout the state at the squad level. And they also get to experience, you know, some hands-on experience with our equipment that the United States Army utilizes. And the youth as well is also getting some decent training, learning those basic military skills with land navigation and weapons qualification, and then also getting a tour of our equipment.
I don't know, sir. It sounds like you better march them up and down the airfield a couple of times just to pay back for all of this exercise that our troops are doing up in the mountains on cross-country skis. We're being pretty nice to those Norwegian Home Guard up in Camp Ripley.
Yeah, we always take good feedback, and we can definitely add more to it next year. So.
Major, I understand you know Captain Kraft pretty well as well.
I do. You know, I got to meet him when he came up last summer, and I basically got a phone call from Colonel St. Sauver saying, "What are you doing tomorrow?" "Not much, sir. What do you need?" "You're going fishing." "Well, you have to twist my arm to do that." So went on to Gull Lake with Captain Kraft in my boat and got to take him fishing. It was a good experience. We didn't do very well out in the water, but it was still a really, really fun time.
Well, I think if you'd been out on a river or out on one of these fjords, Captain Kraft would have told you how to find the fish, sir.
I think so, too.
Captain, did you have a pretty good experience up at Ripley with the Major?
Yeah, it was very interesting to see all the ranges. And also when we went out fishing, we had a lot of discussion how to do things in both ends. And it was very a lot of new knowledge for me as well. So it was very interesting, even we didn't catch any fish.
So it's not all fishing on these things. There's a lot of training going on, and you're building a lot of long-term friendships.
Yeah, we do.
Major Hall, it's been going on for 44 years. I'm sure you've heard some stories over those years, but after all those decades, that has to contribute to the readiness status and a good knowledge base of some great friends over here in Norway.
It truly does. You know, the program truly develops professional and personal relationships as international allies, conducting like operations both at home and overseas. Yeah, the benefits of this program have been reflected in duty locations around the world, especially as the Americans and Norwegian service members recognize the techniques and procedures used by each other.
Major Hall, I understand you've got some pretty extensive experience both on NOREX and with our other European partner, Croatia.
I do. A few years back, I was actually the Norwegian projects officer. So my travels to Norway were actually kind of the behind-the-scenes piece to help plan and coordinate this event, the travel arrangements and line up instructors and getting all the events. So that was a good experience for me to see what it takes to really make this Norwegian exchange take place. And then, like you mentioned, Mr. Lyons, I'm, I also work closely with our state partners for peace, Croatia. Before I took over as the operations officer, I was the range control officer for 5 years here at Camp Ripley. And I took my information and my experience and started working with the training center over in Croatia called Slun, which is very similar in size to Camp Ripley, to help work on some of their range development and how we run our ranges here in Minnesota and the United States.
This is Minnesota Military Radio, and Sergeant Angelo and I are over here in Trondheim, Norway at Camp Virnes to witness some of the 44th annual reciprocal troop exchange between Minnesota and Norway. It's been going on for a long time, and the troops are out learning from each other, both here in Norway and learning up at Camp Ripley, developing some long relationships and continuing the great close relationship between all the folks that live in Minnesota that originated in Norway and all the Norwegian people that have come to see us. Major Hall, when the troops come back, I'm sure you've seen this for many years, what do they have to say about the experience over here when they've come over and experienced this training?
Great experience for them. It's definitely nice to see how another country trains, and they take that and they use it for and put it kind of in the toolbox for how they train in the future and take the information that they learned over there and pass it to their soldiers here, and it's really great.
And Captain Kraft, you must interview some of your Norwegian Home Guard when they come home. What do they say about being up at Camp Ripley in Minnesota?
They are very satisfied, and they have a lot of ideas and talk about what kind of tactics we should develop and take into our skills. So I've told the five guys I've sent over that they have to watch out and take with them everything that we can learn and use at our side when they are back.
And Captain, if this has been going on for 44 years, there must be some young Norwegian Home Guard that have been through this, and as they've progressed up the ranks, some of the Americans have done the same, and now they're in the planning stages, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. So they have the exchange experience, and now they have the planning experience. So we're getting, each time we try to improve and make a better exchange.
Major, I would guess the same thing's happening on our side. There's people that have been in the service for a decade or two or three, and they've met some Norwegian Home Guard early, and they've kept those friendships for going on for a long time.
They have. I mean, it's interesting to watch how, you know, the first couple of days of the Norwegian exchange, we're kind of getting to learn and meet each other, and then by the end of the exchange, there a lot of friendships are created.
And with technology today, it's pretty easy to stay in touch, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, my trips over to Norway and dealing with the Norwegian exchange here too, I have a lot of close friends, and they've actually flown over a few times. We had one group that came and saw us and wanted experience in an American Thanksgiving, so we just hosted some Norwegians this Thanksgiving for that.
Well, and over here on this side, I know that Captain Kraft has done a great job, but his staff sergeant that took care of us over the weekend skipped out on Norwegian Mother's Day just to escort us around up to Trondheim and make sure we got the dinner, and we were very grateful. Captain, that young man did a nice job.
Yeah, I heard, and I'm not surprised, but he's a good sergeant.
Better keep that one, sir.
I will. He's mine.
Major Hall, this training's been going on for a long time. Is there some long-term impact of that training that affects your relationship with Croatia? And I know the division's got some exercises coming up in Europe this year. What you've learned with the Norwegians and probably the things you've learned with your partnership with Croatia have to be quite valuable when it comes to those new exercises.
Absolutely. You know, the cooperation each organization has shown towards each other has made this exchange a great example for future multinational and joint operations. Now, as you mentioned, as elements of the Minnesota National Guard prepare to take part in training exercises throughout Europe, the foundations built during this exchange will definitely reinforce the efforts of success our soldiers and airmen will work towards as they go overseas.
And it's got to be great for our soldiers and airmen to see other cultures and how they live, how they work, how they train, and how they prepare for emergencies and things that they need their armed services for as well.
Absolutely.
Captain Kraft, I know that you've got all those folks up the mountain. I'm looking forward to hearing some stories about that buddy weekend coming up. But we're just about out of time, sir. If you got any final thoughts for all our listeners all over Minnesota, a lot of whom probably have Norwegian heritage?
I guess so, and that's why we also have this Buddy Weekend, so the soldiers that are on this side can go and see how the Norwegians are living and maybe hear some histories about how they have been living, their grandparents and all that, so they get that kind of picture of how it is in Norway and how it has been the last years.
Well, sir, it's been a pleasure to meet you and come over here. Norway is a beautiful country, and I really do wish I had a day or two that I could have gone up the mountains with those troops, but I might be getting a little too old for that, sir. But you've been gracious and a great host, and thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Major Hall, any final thoughts for our listeners?
No, it's a great exchange, and you know, it only gets better every year. And it's great to see how our training has evolved throughout the years, and no, it's great, and hopefully we can get these guys out to see some of the cultural events here in Minnesota and let them interact with our Norwegian heritage that we have in Minnesota.
Well, Major Hall and Sergeant Klukas, thanks for taking time out of your schedule there to join us today. It's been an honor for Sergeant Angelo and I to travel over here and cover this story and what a great training relationship between two wonderful countries for 44 years. Let's keep it going for another 44, gentlemen.
Sounds good.
Thanks you for joining us today.
No problem.
We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week from Norway, Captain Kira Kraft, and from Camp Ripley, Master Sergeant Emmett Klukas and Major Stephen Hall. And finally, please join us next week as we talk to the Minnesota National Guard's first female Brigadier General, and we talk to the Minnesota Sports and Entertainment Minnesota Wild. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Live from Norway this week, I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.